Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula, and we want to continue on our spiritual counseling. We started with intention manifestation. We went on and spoke about our emotional energy. We also touched on healing emotional scars. We talked briefly about the chakras, and again, meditation. So now we want to dive right into a topic of insecurity. Insecurity, every person has insecurities. No one can avoid them forever. We can, however, transform our current insecurities into a source of personal strength and pride. Overcoming old fears is a great boost for your self-esteem. And your self-esteem will rise because you have one less thing to be afraid of in this world. Double benefits for tackling insecurities. Again, we gain double benefits for tackling insecurities. So the social insecurities in children. Often children have had difficult childhoods, become extremely insecure during the teenage years and adulthood. Again, children who have had difficult childhoods become extremely insecure during the teenage and adulthood years. Children who were exposed to abnormally unstable and stressful events on a constant basis often have mental blocks later in life. Children who move frequently are missing a parent, or if you're missing a parent, have to cope with a parent being abused or being abused themselves. Although I must say, this is verging on trauma. Now, speaking on trauma, this is insecurities. However, it's a thin line there. So being exposed to things that they can't understand far before they are ready to learn probably develop far more insecurities than children in stable environments because the stress levels they experience. So children with social anxiety often show some symptoms of they would avoid eye contact. They would speak really low. You could barely hear them. They fidget a lot, tremble, they get really sweaty. Often children with social anxiety fear school and do not want to go. They make fake sick cry or simply refuse to go. They have fewer friends than other children their age. They are usually lonely and have many of the symptoms associated with depression. Children that develop social anxiety before the age of 12 often do not outgrow the problem, unfortunately. So social insecurity during social interaction is often the easiest time to expose much hidden insecurity. Social anxiety affects around 10% of Americans per year. People who are far more insecure than other people tend to stutter, stay abnormally quiet, fidget, twitch, or say strange things because of fear. For people who struggle, it's bad enough to feel that nervous energy around people. But when other more predatory people notice a particularly uncomfortable person, they may mark this person as their target. Insecure people are often the butt of more jokes. On top of the fact that they probably believe everyone is talking about them anyway. Their normal stress levels are far higher than the average person's. So let's look at some indicators of insecurity. You worry severely about social events for days ahead of time. You have extreme fear about other people judging you, especially people you don't know. You feel uncomfortable or self-conscious a lot more often than other people seem to. You fear that you may act stupidly and embarrass yourself. You do almost anything to avoid certain social situations. You find yourself desiring friendship, but are convinced that you can't have it. You think there's something wrong, very wrong with you. You don't think other people will accept your interest. You don't talk about yourself much because you don't feel other people want to hear about you. You find yourself doubting if you'll ever succeed in anything. If you are given a tough project or job, you tend to believe you will make a mess of it. All right, so let's talk about getting rid of. Let's banish insecurities. So to banish insecurities, the first step is to clearly define your most troubling insecurities. Think about a time in your past when you were scared or you felt insecure. These memories could be of your childhood or related to your work or perhaps a social situation. Times when you felt helpless, vulnerable, and unable to control your situation. Write down some of these experiences. Some specific examples that may bring up memories are, we're going to share them now. So number one, negative comments. Sometimes negative comments from other people can hurt us very badly if we are sensitive in some areas. Many times we do not react the way we thought best. You may feel like you should have confronted the person who gave you this negative feedback, but you simply took it instead. You blame yourself for not standing up to that person. Write all of these comments down. Remember each incident and each person involved. Number two, failure. Failure can sometimes be a very hard thing to endure. Everybody fails at first, and you shouldn't blame yourself. Just think of all that you have learned from the experience and how you would do it differently to make it work out perfectly in your mind. Do not let failure be a negative. Turn it into a positive. Number three, misunderstanding. Sometimes your friends and loved ones accidentally say something that deeply offends you or makes you feel more insecure. Even the mere mention of certain subjects can offend. People do not realize this. People aren't always aware that they are damaging you or why you respond with anger. Try to understand these people as well. Think of what they are thinking. Ask yourself if they are trying to hurt or help me. You know it was unintentional, but sometimes things can hurt. Do your best to forgive them and explain to that person why certain things upset you more than they would the average person. Misunderstanding. I know we experience that a lot. We just have to breathe. Number four, trauma. A large proportion of our problems and fears today probably have a lot to do with our past traumas in life. If you step away a moment and look back at those times, maintaining a clear and observant state of mind, you may realize many things that you didn't. You may realize many things that you didn't back then. If it starts becoming painful to think about, realign your state of mind. Think positive thoughts. Tell yourself it's only the past. And that it's time to clean up those unresolved issues. That was trauma. So after you've written down some things that bother you, sort each thought into different periods of your life. Start with your very earliest memories first and go forward to today. Once you've got them all sorted into a timeline, pick your earliest memory and concentrate on it. At first, you may only remember something vague. Perhaps you only have an unpleasant feeling in your stomach, and you can only remember green. However, if you mentally drag yourself back to that time, you will start to remember other things as well. After you remember the most of the event, notice how it still affects you today. Have you completely healed from that wound, or is it still in effect? If you have not healed, you've got to delve a little deeper. Once you've gotten far enough in, you will start experiencing an alarming amount of emotion. You may cry or feel angry. Simply embrace all these feelings while keeping the memory fresh in your head. Get all of your negative emotions out and done with. And then it's time to move past that event. Forgiving yourself is the most important thing you can do. You must forgive yourself and accept that moment impacted you greatly. You're only human, and we all have moments of sadness, fear, and vulnerability. The third thing you must do is forgive any other people involved. Initially, you may feel anger towards them. That's okay. It's natural. However, you'll often discover something else disguised behind your anger, which is sadness. Sadness. You feel sad that someone would say a certain thing to you or behave a certain way, abandon you, attack you, or otherwise hurt you. We still must forgive. Your final stage is the learning stage. You must learn from your old experiences and learn how to avoid experiencing the same thing again. Rehearse your memory in your head, but change certain things. Change things you did or what someone else could have said or done instead. Put a positive spin on things. Make sure you go on with a positive attitude, ready to start a new day, free of your old anxieties. All right, let's talk about an assignment. I would love for you to recall the most frightening moment of your life. Journal about the experience, listing your observations, the present day impact, and other significant factors. And once you've done that, you will follow what we spoke about in this conversation to rid yourself of those negative thoughts or that insecure energy. I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. I will be talking with you soon. Peace.